however, in the process of our thought rising from sense to soul and our spiritual identity, we need to destroy or unsee the various claims of mortality that try to vigorously present themselves to our thought and identify as us. These so-called claims, if they could, would act as obstructions to our reaching this goal. The three basic suggestions of matter that would try to interfere with our demonstration are enumerated by Mrs. Eddy as sin, sickness, and death. Sin is the belief of anything unlike God. Any thought or quality that originates in mortal mind, in a broad sense, can be termed sin. However, the specific use of the word sin usually implies immorality of some sort. It is based on the belief that life is in sentient matter and that it needs something outside of itself for complete happiness. You know, we believe that we've got to do things or be with people to be happy. But happiness is a spiritual quality, just like honesty is. And if we know that we reflect and include the quality of happiness and feel that quality, then that consciousness filled with happiness will produce events that look like happiness. But the event is not what makes us happy. It's having the quality within our thought that produces the happy event. So don't look outward, look within, and claim the happiness within yourself. The five material senses that constitute man's spiritual identity believe themselves incomplete, and they cry out for outside satisfaction. They believe they need someone or something in addition to themselves to make them complete and satisfied, so they look outward instead of upward. This is a big mistake, for it keeps one thinking of himself as a mortal and earthbound. The individual who yields to this need is admitting to his own thought the reality of the five physical senses and is accepting his identity, at least in part, as being a material, incomplete personage. As he does so, he's letting these senses interfere with his journey, and he's holding back his demonstration of attaining his spiritual dominion over the false concept that matter comprises his person. Paul tells us very plainly that we should not accept a mistaken sense of body when he wrote, "Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Understanding one's true body as a form of soul and holding steadfastly to that, the individual can rise in thought above the demands of the crab or the material senses. He can unsee the belief that he is an incomplete mortal. He discovers that soul is expressing itself fully and completely right where he seems to be, and that this expression is his true and only being that has no connection with or awareness of mortality. Immortal soul is sinless. Sin, the expression of mortal mind's qualities, could not exist in the presence of soul where only pure and perfect qualities are expressed. Therefore, man, the expression of soul, is incapable of sin because man has only the qualities of God activating themselves in him. And there is no possibility of mortal mind being able to be present there to express its belief of incompleteness. As we demonstrate the presence of soul is the essence of our individual form, and we see that soul is the substance of the universe in which we live, The mortal mind that is clamoring for its belief of reality has to yield. And the individual then accepts the fact that soul is all in all. With this acceptance, the material senses at that moment are silenced, and one can go further in his journey towards complete ascension. Mortal mind believes it can work most effectively through the myriad forms of sin, for everything about mortal mind is sin. We have to learn to separate ourselves from mortal mind to see sin dropped, and this is most important, for if there is no sin, there can't be the results called sickness or death, and we'd be home free. But as you know, it's not quite that easy. The material body, with its five personal senses, also tries to get the attention of the individual who mistakenly thinks it's his by endeavoring to make itself known from time to time as an aching, painful entity. When this happens, it really is a road sign to us saying, you've allowed yourself to think you're the crab instead of the spiritual being. If one is willing to believe that he has a personal, material body and that it can be sick and discordant, then he's letting the five material senses hold him within their grasp, and to that degree he's allowing his journey spiritward to be held back. But by turning to his true spiritual body and endeavoring to get a clear sense that right where he seems to be is this aching mortal, there is only an individual embodiment of soul's qualities, this identity establishes itself firmly in consciousness, and its harmonious qualities dispel from thought the false concepts that produce the aches and pains that spell out the illness. Healing comes only as the problem completely leaves consciousness. Mazzetti says, demonstration is God with us. I had an experience once that really taught me this. Some years ago, I became quite ill with a claim that I knew from medical training was incurable, and which the doctor said one could live only 2 years with.